Who had ever heard of the rough ride before the death of Freddie Gray? I am guessing that few of us outside the police department knew anything about what sounds like uniformed vigilantism. Many of us have heard of it now. The importance is clear in the related issue of seat belts and whether they are fastened by arresting officers. Could an unfastened seat belt, in conjunction with a rough ride, lead to life-threatening injuries or death? Juries may be asked to decide. Rough ride sounds like insider language, language used to express a cop's view of what a perp deserved. No need to wait for a judge or a jury. If you're on the street with these guys, if you watch them in and out of court over and over, if they taunt you, you may find yourself enjoying the idea of a defendant flying around in the back of a paddy wagon. Might teach some people a lesson. It's the kind of thing one imagines that leads to another thing we never heard of, a criminal charge, depraved heart murder. The rough ride practice might go to the heart of a corrupt culture. The thinking gets embedded in acceptance of rough behavior. Could such a practice have gone on without ranking officers knowing about it? Responsibility goes right to the top. Commanders knew and did nothing, or they were too far removed from the day-to-day operation of their department. Maybe we will learn more about this when the various investigations of Baltimore policing have been completed.